Oh, darling, you are so hard to buy for. You are impossible, the very definition of the word. You are beyond difficult. You're stubborn, so stubborn, resistant. Oh, how you resist. And all I wanted to do was give you a Valentine's Day gift. How is that a bad thing? How can a gift given out of love, out of adoration, out of reverence be bad? I really don't know. But apparently it is so. You are a nightmare. And loving a nightmare is not my idea of a good time. Oh, it is so far from it. I do not like being frustrated. I don't like being angry with you. I don't like being jealous either. But apparently you don't care what I feel. Which is cold. Which is unfeeling, which is understandable because you're dead. Did you know that? Did you remember? Sometimes it can take a while when you come back. Other times it's right there, the knowledge of death. And that can be traumatizing. Are you traumatized? You shouldn't be. You absolutely shouldn't be because, Happy Valentine's Day. This is my gift. And it was not easy. Oh, I put so much time and effort into you, bringing you back. I pushed the limits of my abilities, and that is saying something, because I am an extremely powerful necromancer, as you know, or as you knew, because you can't quite remember, can you? It's hazy, blurry, distant. It will come back. But it will be slow. Because I don't want you to be overwhelmed. Because it can be so overwhelming. It can be downright maddening, and I mean maddening. It can drive you crazy. Just push you beyond all limits. Because things change when you're dead. The same rules do not apply. So, a slow reveal. But there are some things that I do need to tell you. Important things that cannot wait. The first being that I love you. Oh, darling, I adore you. And have done so since the first moment I saw you. I love you despite the heartache you have caused me. Despite the pain you have inflicted on my soul. Despite the scars that I carry because of you. I love you. And I will always, always love you. And given that I am a necromancer, always is a very strong possibility. Because death is but a doorway. My powers reach beyond. There will be no end to our love. Not that you love me. Oh no, you don't love me. Despite all I have done, despite how much I adore you, you do not return my love, and you never did. Such heartache, such pain, and yet I brought you back. That is how much I love you. That is how much I adore you. That is what I am willing to do for you. But you don't love me. Of course you don't. Because you are you. And that took a lot of work. That took a lot of effort. It took a lot of blood. Don't worry, it wasn't mine. It was a simple sacrifice, a necessary sacrifice. Oh, you're upset. Don't be. Don't be upset. And suddenly you're not. I want you to know that you are mine. You belong to me. There you go, being difficult and stubborn and impossible and so resistant. And I could push through it, but I won't. But I can if I want to. Now, when I bring someone back, they're not ordinarily complete. There's always a little bit missing. Sometimes it's physical, and sometimes it's something in their head. It all depends on how much effort you put into the process and why you bring them back. A skeleton, a zombie, a ghoul. It's all the same, really. It's all about power. If I were a weak necromancer, those who I would bring back would be pitiful, incomplete, grotesque, mindless zombies. But I'm not a weak necromancer. I am strong. Oh, I am beyond strong. My powers are legendary. And I brought you back. And you are whole. Your body, as it always was. Your mind, completely intact. You will not age. You will not fade. And you will not fall into madness. Now that is a Valentine's Day gift, indeed. Of course, there is a cost. Just because I love you doesn't mean I would do this for free. There is a price to be paid. And that price is your love, but you don't love me, so. What are we to do? Oh, you'll leave, will you? You'll go back to your life. That isn't there anymore because you died. You died in my arms. Of course you don't remember. Not yet. But I'm more than happy to tell you. You chose another. You made me jealous. You broke my heart. My jealousy and rage were incandescent. And I was going to kill her. Oh, I was going to slaughter her, sacrifice her. But you got in the way. You died on my knife. And I fell to the floor, cradling you. And all she did was scream. I can still hear it. Piercing and shrill. I am the one that held you. I'm the one that cried. Cradled you as death took you from me. But death isn't permanent. Not for me, and definitely not for you. I brought you back. I toiled, I worked, I studied. I weaved a spell. I sacrificed and I... I killed her. I had to. I had to. And it is something I did gladly, because it's because of her that you died. But now you're back. And you are bound to me. I could make you love me. I could command you to adore me. To say the words I so long to hear. But I won't do that. Oh no. What I will do is stop you leaving. Not that there is anywhere for you to go. You are bound to me. And you will love me. You will adore me in time. Darling, I'm patient. I can wait, because you're worth it, because you're mine, and because you don't have a choice. Oh, look at you getting so upset. Is loving me really so distressing? Oh, such cruel words. Oh, such cruel words when I've given you such a gift. Such a thoughtful Valentine's Day gift. Darling, I think you need to sleep for a while. Oh, you don't want to. Did I say you had a choice? You will sleep. Still so impossible, still so difficult, still so resistant. But with time you will be worn down. In time you will love me, because you don't have a choice. You are mine and I will have your love. And darling, I have forever to wait for it. Happy Valentine's Day, my dead darling.